Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No-hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon is, I mean, is his confidence shot? My confidence would be shot if I lost a game the way I did and then came back and was basically handcuffed and begged not to lose a game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon, no offense to him, but that accelerates Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, if you're actually going to run that game plan, then you'd be better off with Trubisky. You really should go to Trubisky. They had a game plan to stop Mike Glennon from beating them, and he still threw a pick, and he tried to throw a second pick.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Yes.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field next Saturday, October 7th, against number 4 Penn State. Tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Victory Monday at Hallis Hall, John Fox insinuated that Mike Glennon will start against Green Bay. Quentin Demps broke his arm, and John Fox would not say if Horanis Grassou's casted snapping hand was broken. Grassou and Josh Sitton were listed as limited if the Bears practice today. The Bears take on the Packers Thursday night at Lambeau. Also, the Bears and CBS Radio announced a multi-year extension to keep the Bears radio broadcast on our sister station, WBBM. Cubs magic number sits at 2 as they start a series tonight in St. Louis. The lineup tonight is Jay, Bryant, Rizzo, Contreras, Zobrist, Russell, Hayward, Baez, and John Lester takes the ball tonight against Luke Weaver. Mark Gordy's pregame on The Score starts at 6:40. The Cubs cannot clinch tonight because the Brewers are idle. On the south side, the White Sox start a four-game set against the Angels. James Shields takes on Ricky Nolasco at 7:10. Aaron Judge hit 2 home runs today against the Royals, making 50 on the season. That breaks the rookie record of Mark McGwire that he had in 1987. Bulls media day is underway. Zach LaVine said the doctors told him his recovery from a February ACL tear would be 9 months. John Paxson said the team doesn't have a target date for his return. And new Bulls point guard Chris Dunn said he's gained confidence in his shot after working with Fred Hoiberg this summer. At Cavs media day, the team released a statement saying their hopeful point guard Isaiah Thomas will be able to return by January. The Blackhawks continue their preseason slate tonight against the Bruins at 6 in Boston. This scoreboard update is brought to you by CBS2. And the private bank is now CIBC. The same banking team you know and trust now brings deeper resources, global banking reach, and the power to help your business seize new opportunities. Visit CIBC.com/US member FDIC. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 6:40 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
From Queens, what's up?
Wouldn't you
love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a off the field right now. Out. He's fired.
Oh, my God.
Fired!
You're what?
You know...
I'm sorry. You're what?
Some owner's going to do that. He's going to say, that guy that disrespects our flag, he's fired.
Stop! Stop now!
That owner, they don't know it. They don't know. They're friends of mine, many
Wait
of them.
Wait a second!
That's a total disrespect of everything that we stand for, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay? They're ruining the game!
Are you going to tell me?
They're ruining the game.
What are you, nuts? Oh, my God.
That's what they want to do. They want to hit. Okay? They want to hit. But it is hurting the game. But you know what's hurting the game more than that? When people like yourself turn on television and you see those people taking the knee when they're playing our great national anthem. The only thing you can do better is if you see it, even if it's one player, leave the stadium. I guarantee things will stop. Pick up and leave.
That was the single worst.
Not the same game.
Quiet down. That was the single worst big moment call in the history of sports. Back after this.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
That's where we are. The Bernstein and Goff show here on 670 The Score. 670score.com.
People like yourselves as opposed to those people.
You know what's up.
This people one, like yourselves.
Yes. Dan Rosen out there on the Facebook live chat says, guys, a 51-year-old veteran here who has listened to 670 AM for many years. Today is really one of your greatest shows ever. Most of us vets understand the difference between protesting the anthem and protesting injustice in America. Keep up the good work. So, Dan, we appreciate you watching us do silly things on Facebook. And Brian Gertz is hanging out in the chat, also at watch670thescore.com if you want to do that as well. We feel you. Anything you guys want to talk about, anything that popped up this weekend, got myself a face full of college football, got some of the NFL stuff in me after the Bears game. I was watching the Bears game on a little bit of a delay because we were doing the Lupus walk slash fun run in Lincoln Park. By the way, thank you so much. Didn't get a chance to say it Friday. Said it on Thursday when you were out, Dan. But thank you to you. Thank you to everybody here on the show for allowing me to use this as my platform for raising awareness and raising some funds for people who are challenged by the horrible, horrible autoimmune disease known as lupus. There were a lot of people out there. 101.9, The Mix was out there. They had their truck and their van all wrapped up and looking pretty out there. It was a lot of people, not as many people as when I was in Atlanta, because all of Piedmont Park was full. And I don't know if that's because of the location and maybe more people of color are affected by lupus. I don't know the numbers,
yes,
especially.
Oh, indeed.
So that's why the numbers were crazy there. But it was a really good showing. I got a chance to take a beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning walk along Lakeshore Drive out there in Lincoln Park. Got to see the rowers doing their thing outside of Lincoln Park Zoo. So thank you to everyone who donated. It is still pinned at the top of my page. You can donate for the next 100 days. A lot of people donated in the name of people who have passed away in their lives due to complications from the terrible disease. My sister and my lady, my fiance, Nicole, were who I was walking for and who I advocate for and who I champion in this terrible, terrible fight that you know, daily cripples a lot of people out there. And some people don't even know why. So go get yourself checked out. Let's raise awareness. Let's raise funds for this. Thank you so much, though, for the people who donated $1, $5, $10, whatever you donated, whatever little helped. Thank you so much, because we raised a decent amount of money on a short amount of notice. And I truly appreciate you guys for that.
Brian is in Peoria. He's on The Score.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Brian.
I find myself in the odd position of being more cynical than Dan.
I'm really not that cynical. I have some idealist qualities. They just don't surface all the time.
Okay.
Well, lie detector test determined that a was a lie.
So what is he doing? Really, though.
Go ahead, Brian.
Sorry about that, Brian.
But anyhow, I've been watching this play out, and this has gone on for 3 days, and I'm thinking, what didn't they want us talking about that they did this? It was so bombastic. This presidency is media savvy. And
no, it's not.
Yeah, I think he's just shooting off. I think
no, it's not off. Media. It's not even the closest thing
the
to media
byproduct
savvy.
Is not talking about immigration, not talking about health care, not talking about Puerto Rico. But I think Brian, he gets a dose of whatever that is when he walks up and he's aroused at that lecture.
You know what, right, that
yeah,
is. That's the I'm excited to be at a white supremacist rally and I'm going to just veer into something. That's what that is.
Roll damn tide.
Yep.
I'm sorry. That was a cheap shot. I apologize to all
it's
the Tide
government
fans.
In general, though, on how they steer the conversation. And that's why I'm thinking, what don't they want us talking about?
Well, here's the thing, though. Let's be more specific. I do think that NFL owners, the NFL, and teams, and what we found out today, the White House wants to do is claim this isn't about race and make this somehow about larger things or about the anthem or about what it's not. I do agree that one thing that the White House will not focus on is what is actually being protested. And in that respect, you're right, because there hasn't been a desire or willingness to even try to understand or even acknowledge what the actual protest is about, instead making it, because his solipsistic view is to make it about himself.
Ooh,
so
give me the definition of that.
Solipsism is it's like next level egotism, where there is not even a belief that anything exists outside the self or one's perception of the world. Okay. That individual perception of the world is in fact the only actual world.
Okay.
There's that.
That's my armchair definition of solipsism.
I thought my boy actually caught that at Carbondale freshman year. I'm like, man, you got that solipsism. You need to go to the clinic real quick.
Rockford, Jim, yeah. You're on the score.
Hi,
Jim.
Hi. I'm confused. Since when has kneeling been considered disrespect?
When it happens during the anthem and the song that this country loves, Jim.
People kneel to pray. When if you're in a country where there's royalty and royalty walks by, you kneel. It's truly a sign of respect. And
people kneel and, to get blessed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So why all of a sudden is kneeling considered disrespect? I'm confused.
Because it's being done in large part by black athletes during the anthem during football games.
And military and anthem and song have been attributed to whiteness.
Right. People have conflated militarism with the American flag, where the American flag simply is a representation of the country and all its flaws, too.
You know what? The man that just walked into the Score producer studio was a man who I think was ahead of the curve on this thing a long, long time ago. And I'll never forget the time Herb Lawrence asked, like, Herb would drop a gem on you and just ask you something.
Wait, is it separate beds for husband and wife?
No.
Wait, what?
Or tip. Yeah, he didn't, he believes that beds that, you know, You should sleep in separate beds because you are sacrificing a good night's sleep. You get your juicing done when you got to get your juicing done, but you're sacrificing a good night's sleep.
In some respects, I agree. That is the king size bed.
Sorry,
that's why you must if you are married, you must have a king size bed and
like two blender
and two sinks.
Yeah. Oh no, dude. If I don't have double sinks, I would have to jump off the tallest building.
Yeah, two sinks in the master bath.
Two houses.
No. Well, get your little flop house going. You know, next thing you know, you're an NBA player. No, but my guy, Herb Lawrence, years ago, just came up to me and said, hey, man, well, why does the national anthem play before sporting events? And this, years. Like, this is not just recently. Like, I'm talking a long time ago. I was like, Herbie, I don't know. I really don't know. And we talked about it for a little bit, and now it's at the forefront of all these conversations because you don't honor the military in any other venue or arena.
Or even the flag.
By starting with the national anthem. It's just assumed that you respect the veterans who have sacrificed their lives.
But you're already buying it.
I understand.
Don't even go there yet. The flag is not a representation of the military. Yeah. It's a representation of the country. And if you're talking about, I don't know why we don't play it before movies. Just if people sort of play it before a play.
Right. It doesn't happen.
Before dinner.
Are they?
Dinner is served. You have appropriately recognized the country.
Are they less commendable then? By the way, Les Commando were coming up overnights.
It's all very strange. And in the battle for the symbol, it's been conflated with militarism and military representation when it is a symbol of a nation, not of armed forces that fight for the freedoms that nation has. In Green Oaks, it's Mark on WSCR.
Hey, guys. 50 years ago, Smith and Carlos raised their fist in the 1968 Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe that we're still having this discussion at this point in time. One guy forgotten there was the number two placer was Peter Norman from Australia. Check up on him. But at any rate, I find that there is false patriotism thrown into all of this crapola. And if you look at the U.S. Code for Treatment of the Flag, et cetera, Section 8C, it says that the flag shall never be displayed horizontally. And how many football games do we see the flag draped across the field horizontally and everybody cheering and whoop, 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 whoop? So my point is, people are selectively putting their patriotism behind symbols, when in fact the most important point is what Smith and Carlos were representing way back when I got drafted in 1968.
Thanks, and I would always say don't use patriotism when you mean nationalism, because they're very, very different things.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Okay, then don't. Los Angeles, Jason, you're on the score.
Man, I'm tired. I swear to God, I am tired. I want to be like what Jay said a while ago. Let's just let all these old people die.
Yeah, it's weird, man. It's weird.
The 3 point. Look, it's hard points on it, but I have a sensory disorder. I swear to God, to hypocrisy. And I was covering my ears all weekend because it was dripping out of the TV screen from everybody. And number 45, a president needs to be like. I swear, if he was in the NBA, he would have been Donald Sterling. The only reason he doesn't get fired is because he's got a job where they can't officially fire him. Okay. The other thing is, and this is the biggest point for me, is I listen to these people. They always want to say, everybody wants to use, well, you know, they're disrespecting the flag and they're disrespecting the memory of my family, and I have cousins and I have to think about them. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for them. Well, guess what? Instead of thinking about them for a moment, if you can do that, why can't you think about these people who are kneeling and asking you, pleading with you to just take a moment and think for a minute about someone other than your personal interest? If you think this is about union, that's what this country's founded on, then you would do that. But you won't, because you're a hypocrite.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate that call. Let's try champagne, and I could use some. And Chris on WSCR.
Not a fan.
Hey guys, appreciate you taking my call. My dad was a non-vet. My dad's dad was Korean War. When my dad came back from Nam, he was spit on and that whole bit. And he talked about the flag is a symbolism to him of what he was fighting for. I was in the military for 8 years as well. And I don't think that the people that have an opinion about this, the majority of them, and I'm not sure how many people there that are talking in your studio, have been in the military.
So you can't have an opinion on it?
The point is that the athletes particularly, they don't know anything about the discipline that it takes to be in the military or the sacrifice that it takes.
They're not so protesting the military. Hey, Chris, listen, this is critical. This is critical. Chris, it's really important that you listen right now. They have been, and Colin Kaepernick specifically has said, they are not protesting the flag. They are not protesting the national anthem.
No, it has
nothing to do with the military. Nothing. It has nothing to do
absolutely
with the military.
Nothing.
For people not men in the military, that's easy to say.
It's not a matter of who's served and who hasn't.
So, Chris, can I ask you this?
Being an American is not a private club. You,
Chris.
Serving in the military does not make one more American than someone who hasn't.
No, but the fact that you get to talk about it and those people get to get paid millions of dollars, it's the sacrifice of the military.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Hey, Chris,
do you think there needs to be this never-ending, never-ceasing gratitude for people who have earned their way to a certain status in life financially?
Not necessarily.
The second thing you brought up was how many millions of dollars they're being paid. I mean,
that's correct.
What dollar amount is okay for?
Let me tell you something. There is no dollar amount to be seen in the stuff that my dad saw in Nam.
I've had uncles who served in the military. I have a cousin right now who is in Afghanistan.
But none of that matters.
But I'm going to talk to Chris for 1 second here. And Chris, my cousin right now who is in Afghanistan is fully aligned with Colin Kaepernick. Are you going to tell him that he's less American than you?
Absolutely not.
So.
But my personal opinion is, and this is the problem I have with it, is that people who don't disagree or that do disagree with the popular in... let's make people hear what they want to hear.
Well, Chris, it's willful ignorance, my man. It's willful ignorance if I'm telling you something that I am doing has nothing to do with you, and you keep telling me that it does. After a while, who is it on?
I don't know, man. This is not that complicated,
and this is what I'll ask you.
And Chris, am I being respectful in this conversation with you?
Absolutely.
That's what I'm trying to get across to you because people are angry, and people feel like it is very unfortunate that we have to talk this way in terms of getting across humanity and getting across equality. You are fighting, and you have fought, and your family members have fought for the right to do this. You can't pick and choose which rights that you sign up to fight for, my man.
Earlier this morning when I was listening to the show before you guys.
Well, I can't speak for anything that happened on it because I didn't listen today.
Okay, well, he said we have a black military member, and he will be the first call.
Well, Chris, you need to take that up with Danny Parkins or Matt Spiegel. And this is the problem that I'm having right here, my man. You just said it just now, and that's why you got locked up a little bit in your statement when I asked you about, if I tell you this is not about you, my man, this is not about you. If you think it doesn't affect you, that's different. But if it's not about you, and you keep making it about you, who is that on?
But you're using the flag as a tool, because it's divisive.
So are you one of the people that thinks that peaceful protests aren't the way to go about things?
There's nothing wrong with.
Would you rather a violent protest? Would you rather a violent protest?
Absolutely not.
Okay,
need injury and people to get hurt.
But wait a second. This is also really important here. You understand the military does not have any more claim over the American flag, and anyone associated with the military has no greater claim than any American citizen. You understand that?
Sacrifice more than some people who are enjoying it. I want to hit this point too.
They're not protesting on their own behalf. Regardless of, they are lucky enough, and they have stated, and Colin Kaepernick has stated this, and not only that, has been cutting checks every Tuesday, cutting six-figure checks.
He's up to $1.4 million.
He's up to $1.4. They are not protesting for themselves. They're using their position, their public position, and their standing to protest for the powerless and the voiceless, who make nothing, who have nothing, and who are being discriminated against by a system that is set up to harm them in many ways, and set up to harm them in ways it's not set up to harm others. They're not protesting for themselves. They're protesting for people who have nothing, because no one will listen to those people.
The flag was planted on Iwo Jima. It doesn't belong
to the military.
Chris, before,
the military does not have any claim to that symbolism, Chris, or that fabric over any other American citizen, not one.
Chris, before we go here, because we got to run, we're up against a break. Colin Kaepernick has talked about vets and the way that they are treated in this country as well.
Now, if he is kneeling for those vets, would you have a problem with that?
That's a very good question. No, right. I would.
There
not
it is.
Have a
All right.
Okay. So well, there it is. Has to affect Chris.
So if it doesn't affect right. you, that's when it makes you mad. I guess we learned that. Okay. This segment brought to you by Walgreens. It's easy to get your flu shot at Walgreens and help make a difference. Simply get a shot, give a shot. No appointment necessary. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details. The Bernstein and Goff Show. Rich Campbell will be joining us at 5. But I think so far to this point, we've had dissenting opinions. We've had some...
Those guys have stayed on the longest, too, by the way.
Yep. And we've had some discussions that maybe have moved the needle a little bit in one direction or another. But
yeah, and I want to get to Iowa at some point.
And Jason wants to go to Iowa. You got the score.
The Cubs' magic number is now 2. Cubs fans, this is where you want to be for Cubs playoff talk and to listen to every exciting game now through the postseason.
And the Cubs win!
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The Cubs' magic number is sponsored by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball and the Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The most ridiculous moment of the NFL weekend took place in Buffalo. It involved Von Miller and Tyrod Taylor. The Bills had the ball, 3rd and 6, less than 8 minutes to go in a 7-point lead. Miller comes flying up the middle and drills Taylor just as he throws. The pass is incomplete. It sets up a 4th down. As Miller gets up, he extends his hand to Taylor to help him up. Taylor reaches for it. Miller whips it back with the old too slow move, and they both laugh. It was an awesome move. Except the refs didn't think so and hit him with a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. Even Taylor was in on the joke. The only people in the world who were not in on it were the dudes in the striped shirts. 15 yards for the too slow psych handshake move? If anything, it's on Tyrod for falling for it and the refs for calling it. I'm Jim Rome.
Are you ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. Every single Nissan. The choice is clear, Chicago. Save more at Woodfield Nissan. And Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than now. And with clearance pricing, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995 or a 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance price for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf and Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. 2 or more available at each offer on select models. HY218799, HP572205, GT658900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $13.89 per month per $1,000 borrowed and is in lieu of sale prices.
It's done.
Formerly Modern Tuxedo is the place to get decked out for a wedding, holiday party, or homecoming. Tuxedos, suits, men's clothing, they have it all. Visit one of their 5 Chicagoland locations or formerlymodern.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hey, Coach Gruden, you must really love our wings.
I love Hooters. The awesome wings, the great seafood and burgers. I know you can get it to go and it all tastes great sitting at home watching the game, but really? Don't you want the same awesome food brought to your table by some world-famous Hooters girls? Of course you do. I've seen some great games up close and personal, but nothing beats watching the game at Hooters.
You got it, Coach. Hooters, famous for wings, seafood, football coaches, and some pretty awesome Hooters girls.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670, The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon, no offense to him, but that accelerates Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, if you're actually going to run that game plan, then you'd be better off with Trubisky. You really should go to Trubisky. They had a game plan to stop Mike Glennon from beating them, and he still threw a pick, and he tried to throw a second pick.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon is his confidence shot? My confidence would be shot if I lost a game the way I did and then came back and was basically handcuffed and begged not to lose a game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field next Saturday, October 7th, against number 4 Penn State. Tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Today at Hales Hall, John Fox insinuated that Mike Glennon will start against Green Bay. Quentin Demps broke his arm, but Fox would not say if Jonas Grasu's casted snapping hand was broken. Grasu and Josh Sitton were listed as limited. Demps and Nick Kwiatkowski were listed as out. The Bears take on the Packers Thursday night at Lambeau, and also the Bears and CBS Radio announced a multi-year extension to keep the Bears radio broadcast on our sister station, WBBM. The Cubs' magic number sits at 2 as they start a series tonight in St. Louis. John Lester, whose ERA in September is almost 6, takes on Luke Weaver from the Cardinals. Mark Gordy's pregame on The Score starts at 6:40. The Cubs cannot clinch tonight because the Brewers are idle. On the south side, the White Sox start a 4-game set against the Angels. James Shields takes on Ricky Nolasco. At Bulls Media Day, Zach LaVine said the doctors told him his recovery from a February ACL tear would be 9 months. John Paxson said the team does not have a target date for his return, and head coach Fred Hoiberg said other than Robin Lopez, there will be competition for the other 4 starting spots. The Blackhawks continue their preseason slate tonight against the Bruins at 6 in Boston, and they assign Victor Svedberg to Rockford. Home isn't just a place, it's a feeling. The feeling that you're safe to enjoy the things that matter most. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. ADT, home safe home. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on the score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 6:40 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. When you're car-free, you're carefree. And riding Metra lets you feel carefree every time you ride. Learn how Metra can help you avoid traffic and parking hassles, forget about wear and tear on your car, and feel relaxed every day at MetroRail.com.
Manning back to throw. Looks, lobs one right into the end zone for Odell, who makes the catch and he gets the feet down. No signal yet. Yes, touchdown.
Toe drag swag. He got him in.
Well, I don't know what that celebration was.
Yeah, you do.
You drop a flag on it, and they both did. That's just dumb.
Oh, Odell, what are you thinking?
Is that my guy Carl Banks? Carl Banks is all over the place.
You know what it is. You didn't know. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you do. I've never seen a dog being walked outside my neighborhood.
Come on.
Yeah. That Odell, what are you doing? You're a diva. You're not a dog. You know, if you want to do a little prance, a little dance, that's fine. But you're not a dog. He said, I'm a dog. So that's what dogs do.
No.
Dogs go on things.
Oh. Well, there's that.
Dude, the Giants are a flaming pile of crap. And Ben McAdoo's mustache is getting large.
I think it's actually spinning around. Every time they make a mistake, his mustache spins 180 degrees.
Potato head joint put together by parts of other NFL coaches.
He's not a human being.
He's not a good coach, apparently, because
he's been cobbled together.
It's Weekend at Bernie's with that dude. They just got him out there. He's just throwing the ball. That thing, the Jets are 1-2. The Bears are 1-2. The Giants are 0-3.
The Jets put it on them.
That's why this was a silly ass weekend. Like you weren't going to be able to tell me that the first of all, nobody should have been watching Colts Browns, so you discard that one.
Jacoby Brissett, spin moves and pinpoint passing.
Cut it out.
Yeah,
Bills, Broncos, the Jaguars, what they did to that defense. Seattle, by the way, Seattle got dragged all over the field. Like they were tired halfway through the third quarter. The Tennessee Titans' exotic run game came to the forefront. I mean, you know, if you like, and by the way. Washed Central, the Washed Hall of Fame. Who is the most washed quarterback in the NFL right now? Nick Szczepkowski. The guy who you're like, man, that guy used to be good, and now he is trash.
Flacco.
Well, I'm talking about a different level of good. Flacco had the good run, and I was a Flacco defender when he went on his historic run. People were acting like Ray Lewis is six Rivers? Tackles. Phillip Rivers is awful. I watched a lot of that game due to red zone. Phillip Rivers was throwing the ball to the other team all game long. They scored 10. Like, this was supposed to be like a let me see what you got year for the Chargers. Their defense is still pretty damn good, I think. Melvin Ingram is having a terrific year to start. Joey Bosa is awesome.
Him and Antonio Gates got that lethal weapon thing. We're getting too old.
Tanny. You ain't never lied. I'm watching them like, what the hell is going on here?
Go on three? On three or like on 1, 2, 3 and then go?
Come on, Murtaugh. Riggs, don't do this to me now. Please don't sleep with my daughter, too. I know she's delectable. But man,
you really like my wife's cooking?
Man.
No.
Phillip Rivers is god-awful. Melvin Gordon went down with a knee injury, I believe, in the second half of that game, too. So their running game is going to be behind the eight ball. But, there are certain quarterbacks here like, yo, and Derek Carr got put into, like, Amari Cooper.
Amari can hang on to a ball anytime, by the way, too.
I cannot wait to die so I can go tell Doug that he wasn't right about Amari Cooper. I cannot wait.
Don't say that.
I go. Yeah, I can say it. I can't wait till I go. So I the pearly gates. I'm like, hey,
where's
my phone?
Still take him over Kevin White at this point. No, yeah, Doug's case,
not,
right?
I'm not stick to the topic here. I'm talking about Amari Cooper.
He's like,
but that's what Doug's argument
was. I picture like St. Peter's got like this long line, and Jason's like, hey,
where's Doug?
Where's Doug now?
DB, I
got you. Buddy.
Hey, buddy, I'm over here getting a sausage sandwich from St. Paul.
He's just covered in sausage.
Drank from a dip cup again, buddy.
Hey, Doug's got a pan of garlic wings. He's waiting for me out there.
You're going to love the food here.
Amari Cooper.
But you're going to hate Mondays.
Still Bears Mondays. Right. Irish Bill and the boys are getting together making bad phone calls. But no.
Guys come up to him, so, Doug, it was an honor.
Right, Doug, and it still is an honor. Last time you touched me, I was living. This time, I'm dead.
I remember there was one Bears pregame show.
Why
we did.
Why are we doing this there's so
one,
long?
No, seriously, there's one at Soldier Field, at the Field Museum, where I literally had to say before the show, I said, all right, listen, because the crowd of drooling meatballs was standing right
coming?
There.
The
yes.
Brains.
Right. And, I mean, like, with their, I said, hey.
We understand.
I said, with all due respect.
Here comes the most disrespectful listen, thing.
Doug was sitting right next to me. I said, Doug Buffone was a really good football player for a long time. Doug gave his heart and soul to the Chicago Bears. He was on a couple of not horrible teams. But look.
Let's not just.
I said, you don't have to say it was an honor to watch him play. No, it was an honor to watch Walter Payton play, maybe. It was fun to watch Doug play.
Doug's laughing.
But yeah, right. Yeah. You got to.
Doug
stop.
Doesn't want it either.
I did the same thing with Steve Stone when we were sitting with him and we were doing all these remotes. Like Steve, it was an honor. Like,
Burns
no.
is like press secretary for everyone. Right.
No one
what
wants.
What we won't
said,
have
listen,
is you coming
wait,
up to any
will,
of the
we
legends.
We will not have yeah. you lying about it being an honor to watch Steve Stone. He had a great year.
Hey, Playgirl.
Yes,
well, yeah, the dog, Chucky boy. Put the shoe down, Chuck. Put it down. This is his dog. How do you control these dogs, by the way?
Oh, my guy. And by the way, a lot of people are texting Cam Newton. Yes, Cam Newton is having a tough start to the season. I think Cam Newton had his surgery a little too late. I don't think Cam Newton is done, though. A lot of people disagree with me on that one. He's not a one-year wonder, by the way. Like the last 3 years, he's been, you know, pretty a touchdown maker. But, yeah, Cam Newton has had a tough start to the season as well. You're right about that.
By the way, Alejandro Villanueva is now trying to explain how this happened. And he says the national anthem ordeal got out of control. He's taking the blame. He said, I made Coach Tomlin look bad. That is my fault.
Do you see he has the number one selling jersey in the country?
Yeah, he said, I made my teammates look bad, and that is my fault only.
What?
I threw my teammates under the bus unintentionally. Every time I see that picture of me, I feel embarrassed.
Well, you shouldn't put that much weight on it, Alejandro. I mean... You guys all decided to do something, and then you went.
We as a team tried to figure it out. Obviously, we butchered it. Well, I'm not going to pretend I have some kind of righteous voice. This is weird now.
Yes. Too many people have probably gotten to Alejandro, whether it be his Ranger guys or his teammates. Weird. But do you know that Alejandro Villanueva has the number one jersey in the NFL right now? Number one selling jersey after what happened yesterday. Number one. People flock to NFL.com to put Villanueva on their backs as they walk around wherever they live in these days and times.
That's cool.
All right.
Tony and Saugnash.
Here's Blanco.
You're on the score, Tony.
Hi, guys. Let me get a quick prediction.
Yeah.
14-2, Glenn and Shaheen replace Brady and Gronk
there
for
it
all
is.
Time.
There it is.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
No, you're
so,
not.
What I wanted to say was I grew up like as unoppressed as possible as you possibly can be. White male, North Shore, all that.
Well, so you're Parkins.
Yeah, exactly. Except I was impressed by a certain DHS coach.
You know, he's the new hotness.
But anyway, my point is I don't understand why people don't understand four words. Unalienable rights. To peaceably protest. This is all that it comes down to. It's so frustrating, and it goes all the way to the top. It disgusts me.
Well, Tony, don't be too disgusted. Thanks. Just do the right things in your personal life, and everything will work out, man.
There you go.
You know?
This segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149.
A lot of things happening. A lot of things for you to talk about. It is still a Bears Monday. If you want to jump in, Rich Campbell will join us at the top of the hour. We'll continue to take your phone calls at 312-644-6767. And Facebook Live is an interesting place right now, too. It's not as crazy as I thought it would be. Everybody's having a good time there. It's kind of light. There's a couple of idiots in there, but we're there for you as well. And watch 670thescore.com as well. We're talking Bears. We're talking NFL. We're talking what happened on Friday night and what led into Sunday morning right here on 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS. VITAS.
Sheets matter. I keep saying this because it's never going to not be true. That's the part with which you are in contact when you're in your bed. And if you're doing it right, you're there 7-8 hours a day. So life is too short to have cheap abrasive sheets. You have to find the good stuff. And I know you're thinking, oh boy, now we got to go to a department store and pay all these massive markups or some sort of specialty bedding store. No. There's brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen was founded with the whole idea of cutting out all the unnecessary markups and all the manufacturing waste, and you can have luxury sheets at a fraction of what it would otherwise cost. Exquisite designs, exceptional savings. You got to try these. I love mine, and you'll love them too. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just because you're listening. You can get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen's so confident you're going to love your new sheets, they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code Dan. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
Welcome to Knauss for a breathtaking 2018 Mercedes-Benz shopping experience. Look, there's the 2018 AMG GT Roadster, the most thrilling Mercedes-Benz Roadster ever to come out of AMG's headquarters in Affalterbach, Germany. A rare car for the rare few, powered by a hand-built bi-turbo V8 with 469 stampeding horses. Whoa! And there's the new long-awaited 2018 Mercedes-Benz E400 Coupe. Inside and out, a masterpiece in automotive design and engineering. Go ahead, take a closer look or take a test drive in the new premium 2018 GLC SUV. Or the new seductive C-Class convertible. Or one of the other new arrivals now at Knauss. Your destination for the complete 2018 Mercedes-Benz experience. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky, ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I was
wake up and I listen to The Score on the TuneIn app. It's Matt Spiegel. I listen to my show, Mully and Hanley. Every radio show I need from around the country is available on TuneIn. And now every Bears game, every NFL game is available via TuneIn as well. It's the TuneIn app, the best.
CBS Tonight. From the brains behind The Big Bang Theory comes the new comedy, Young Sheldon.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I don't believe in ugly wins. I just, whatever it takes to win. They can't take them from you. You know, so it's, I think there's a lot to be learned. You know, there's a how to win. And, I thought our guys did the things necessary to
get
us.
What are you saying, John?
I really said, they can't take it from you.
Yeah.
It's inspiring.
Our motto's win. Whatever is necessary today.
I don't believe it. I just win.
Oh, God. I can't wait. 13 more games. We'll never have to hear this dude again. This thing. It should be 2-1, though. Huh?
No,
am I right?
No, you're not. I don't agree with
it
you.
It should be 2-1. By the way, the retraction earlier, I got a chance to see the Marcus Cooper play again from Arizona last year. So, you know, he did do it again. And he is not a man who is mindful of past transgressions. My lady doesn't usually curse when watching football, but after she came back, you know, into the room, you know, because we were supposed
she's
to
like, schedule where you, something. Where you been?
Where you been? Yeah, been done for a minute now, waiting for you. And she goes, what are you watching? What's going on? The halftime was like 10 minutes ago. I'm like, look at this. And she just audibly, what the is he doing? Mm-hmm. I said, he just stopped. Like, it wasn't even like he was getting ready to get into a Deion kind of trot. Like, he just started walking. How can you possibly think on an NFL football field where anyone could be cut at any time that people are chasing you? Well, like, people get run away from the cop speed, as some people like to call it. Like, you are being chased by men who want to kill you. Men who didn't
the
do
the punter doesn't want to kill
well,
you.
Well, but the offensive lineman who didn't do his job well,
right.
Vance McDonald on the perimeter of that, setting that edge, he didn't do his job well enough. Everybody got that field goal blocked, right? How can you not think these dudes are on my ass?
Or you're not looking up at the video board. You can see them.
Oh, yeah.
You can see it.
Or all the fans sitting in the first couple rows going, no.
Hey, Lemonhead.
Run, Forrest, run.
Oh, Marcus Cooper.
Steve and Crystal Lake, you're on The Score.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What up?
I'd like to quickly point out two things here. For all your military fans that are calling in and talking about how this protest is disrespecting the flag, I'm a 20-year Navy veteran, and I'd like to beg to them, get the military out of your mouth. We took an oath to protect and serve the Constitution of the United States, and within there give us the right for freedom of speech. And what these gentlemen are out there doing, just as you, Dan and Jason said, are doing this peacefully. You don't have to like what they're doing, but they're doing their rights. It's their right to do this, mm-hmm. So don't knock them on it, and they're doing it the way they did it. Now, when I first saw Kaepernick do this, I'm not a Kaepernick fan, so I was like, what is he going to do? He's brilliant. He's created a great talking point. You got everybody in the nation now talking about what's going on in baseball and football, and everybody's paying attention. You're bringing this to light. So bring the military out of your mouth, pay attention to what's actually going on, and if you want to talk, ask somebody, you know, hey, what can we do to make this better?
Steve, what's the most interesting place the Navy took you in your 20 years of service?
Turkey.
All right. Where? I mean, anywhere in particular, or you were just running around the entire country with your pants off?
Antalya, Turkey.
Okay.
It was completely mind-boggling and eye-opening.
All right.
Now, the second point I'd like to make for you, gentlemen, if you don't mind, is people getting upset with what Donald Trump said. Now, on the same flip side of this is if you got to give him his right. He may not be right, but he has a right to say the things that he wants to say. Mm-hmm. And we should be fortunate, though, that he's saying what he's thinking and not doing the opposite of say one thing and do another.
Yeah,
so.
But I don't feel very fortunate
right
now.
I think anybody denies that a president can say whatever he wants. I mean,
he's entitled to his opinion.
Yeah, Steve,
too,
so. I got you.
He can say
you.
It. Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
As a lady with a pre-existing condition and a baby who might have one, I don't feel very fortunate sitting here listening to this man talk right
there
now.
Was an aspect of that, though, and everybody who listens to this show and knows what I think about the trends in NFL football, there was an aspect where he and I see similarly.
Oh, about the hard hitting, pretending
the softening of the game.
Well, that's the thing. How are you going? act like you care about the NFL and then say, screw the NFL players. I want them all to die. Right. Their brains should be mushed. The NFL is not a game you should watch anymore.
Maybe he's thought about it as deeply and as extensively as I have, where he's had to find a very difficult position to reach where he, as long as there's informed consent, you're okay watching other people's kids destroy themselves for your amusement.
Today, if you hit too hard, right? They hit too hard. 15 yards, throw him out of the game. They had that last week. I watched for a couple of minutes. And two guys.
Full game.
Really beautiful tackle. Betting. Boom, 15 yards. The referee gets on television. His wife is sitting at home. She's so proud of him. They're ruining the game. Right?
What is going on?
That's the president of the United States.
What is going on? I remember when a guy filled out a tournament bracket and we were like, yo, get back to work, Black. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing?
Steve is in Kenosha. He's on the score. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. I'm obviously one of the people that are upset with the protests. And
we don't. Why is that obvious?
You should know, Steve.
Well, the thing is, what I saw yesterday, McCoy really bothered me.
He's an idiot.
Agreed.
Like agreed. He's an idiot.
But Steve, a lot of people who agree with you were championing Shady McCoy last week when he said Colin Kaepernick shouldn't be in the NFL, though.
Oh, that may be the case, but I traded him off my fantasy team. But anyway. Oh,
there it is. The important things.
Listen, the whole thing with these protests, yeah, a lot of people don't even know what the message is. What is the protest about?
We're not going to play Google for you here, Steve. if you really, really, if it wasn't just a rhetorical question.
Is this about police brutality?
Listen, Steve, that's part of it. Mm-hmm. But if you really wanted to find that out, all you have to do is look it up. And you can read in Colin Kaepernick's own words and what he said about where his charitable donations since then have gone. You don't need us to tell you that. And if it were true that you did care, you would have found that out instead of calling us and asking the question rhetorically.
Well, I've asked other people. But
do you have a phone in your hand?
Yeah.
Okay. Use it.
All right, I'm going to grab me something I'm going to look at. But the thing is, Kaepernick, I think his play went down. He got involved with this girl. She's a Black Lives Matter activist.
There it is. He got involved with this girl. Yep. This was his girlfriend before the protest.
You don't think
it was his girlfriend before the protest.
Hey, Steve, why does Black Lives Matter bother you? Why does that saying bother you?
They said, look, my dad was a cop 30 years ago.
Yeah, my uncle's a cop right now.
And your uncle's a cop right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you say things like kill cops, fry them like bacon and...
Who said that, Steve?
There was a Black Lives Matter activist group that was marching and chanting that.
So, Steve, can I ask you this? Can I ask you this? Can I make you answer for every white person in Charlottesville?
Is that what?
Can I make you then answer for every white person in Charlottesville? The blood.
I mean, I could talk about Charlotte.
No, I'm saying, can I make you answer for them? You are saying that there was a group that you heard. Hold on, you said there's a group that you heard chanting some things. So now that means that the entirety of the movement is championing those things as well. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not fair to do that.
But I've heard the leaders of BLM.
There are no leaders. That's the thing. There are no leaders of Black Lives Matter.
Well, the ones that visited the White House and I've seen on, you know, talk shows at night, on political talk shows.
That chant about killing cops?
I forgot her
that
name.
Chant about killing cops?
Yeah, I think we're done here.
Steve.
I wanted to talk about something else.
Well, you don't have time. This segment is brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Rich Campbell on the Bears and where they go from here now that they've got a 1 under the W and they're headed to Lambeau Field for Thursday night action. We'll talk Bears and Steelers, and we already have to start looking at that next game because it's right up on us on the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Your headquarters for all-wheel drive SUVs.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates, everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon is, I mean, is his confidence shot? My confidence would be shot if I lost a game the way I did and then came back and was basically handcuffed and begged not to lose a game.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670.